Did you ever have music tear you up? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California with Instant Illumination. Did you ever have music tear you up? Think about it. So often we listen to music and we don't pay too much attention to it. And while we're listening to that music, we have all sorts of emotions going through our mind and our experience in our life, and we are not quite sure why those emotions are going through our world. We're not quite sure why those emotions are happening to us. And we think to ourselves, what a strange and what a wonderful thing that these emotions are taking place in my world. My goodness. And then, like the time my son came to me and he said, "Dad, do you know what you're listening to?" And I said, "Well, I just have some background music." He said, "Well, listen to it for a moment." So I listened to it, and it was all about the sadness of the world and all about unhappy people. And it was just background music for me. I hadn't paid much attention to it. And I didn't realize I was putting that into my consciousness. Now, I had trained my son to be very much aware of the music that he was listening to, of the things that he was putting into his consciousness, and he was aware. He was very much aware of what he was putting into his consciousness. Now, we don't realize how the music is, or what the music is that we are putting in our consciousness, because it's coming from all sources. It's coming from the car radio, it's coming from the hi-fi in the house, it's coming from in the stores. One of the most irritating type of music you could ever have is the music that they have while they're making you wait on the telephone. They say, "Just a moment, we'll answer your call in the order that's received," and then they play this ghastly music, and this music is enough to cause you to be irritated. And I think to myself, why would any organization purposefully play music that would make their customers irritated before they even had a chance to talk to them? But this is what happens a lot of time with the music that we hear. It makes us irritated before we even carry out our activity of the day. We use it as background music. We think, "Oh, I love classical music." Well, there's a time for classical music, and there's a time for semi-classics. There's a time for mellow music, and there's a time for meditation music. There's a time for all these things. Meditation music isn't what you should be doing when you're in intensive work at the office. Some music that causes your inner mind and outer mind to intensively think is what you should have. And now, you can study music and come up with all sorts of different opportunities to know which music does that. And when you find out what it does, then beautiful things happen. Now, what is it you're going to do? What kind of music is it that you're going to have be the activity of your life that's going to lift you up or tear you up? Well, we oftentimes do not pay attention to what the music is doing to us. We don't know that this music is causing us to be very starless, very unhappy, very querulous, and then we act querulous, we act that way, and we say to ourselves, "Why am I doing this? I was so relaxed this morning when I got up. I was so relaxed when I came in to this meeting. I was so relaxed. Why am I doing this now? Why am I acting in such a tense, in such an uptight way? I'm all torn up. Why? What's going on here?" And then as I realize what's going on here, what's going on here is it's the music that I'm listening to. It's the music that I have playing. And I know at the monastery we have a number of music players, and we have quite a bit of music. We have meditation music. We have chanting music from various other monasteries. We have all sorts of music. Well, there's one set of music that Ellen dearly loves, and she puts it on oftentimes in the morning. She's in the process of getting breakfast ready when Sylvia was away visiting her friends in Europe. And as she was doing this, she was just so joyful and so happy. And she started to dance up and down, and she started to march, and she started la la da da pa ba boo boo. And as she was doing this, she was so filled with magic and music, and she would dance to the frying pan, and she would fix up the eggs that she was making, and she would fix up all of the things that she was fixing up, and she was preparing the table, and she would, sort of like a short order cook, just flip these things around and do these things in a beautiful way. And it was just a delight to watch her. And as I watched her from outside, as I was coming into the house, I could see her through the window dancing, and I thought to myself, boy, Elle's in a good mood. She's in a happy mood. She's not torn up at all. And I didn't say she's not torn up at all, but I recognized that she was in a very good mood. And so then I came in, and sure enough, she was. Now another day, the music was rather somber. And as I came into the house, everyone was kind of somber. They were kind of as though they had the world on their shoulders. And I immediately went over to the music and turned it off. I should have turned on some uplifting music, but I just turned it off. And then I gave a talk. And as I gave a talk, each one said, wow, where have I been? Where have I been? Because we don't know where we have been. Because music is a very subtle thing. It comes at us when we least expect it. Sometimes it's loud enough to irritate us, or sometimes it's loud enough to bring a joyful response from us, and other times it's quiet enough that we don't hear it, and we have that that sort of a relaxed response. We have that sort of a feeling that everything is quite unhappy, and I don't know why. I don't know why. And then, if we begin to dissect our universe for a moment, and we see what the discussion is, that's not that, that's no problem. We see how the animals are reacting, they're all happy, there's nothing disturbing them. And then we listen to the music, and we say, oh my goodness sakes, what is that all about? We should take that particular disc and deep six it, or get rid of it, for that is not going to do us any good at all. It merely tears us up. We have the choice of being torn up by the music we listen to or lifted. And the choice that we make is what our day does for us. If we are lifted up by our music, you can be sure the day will be great. You got out on the right side of the bed. I can see that. You got up on the right side of the bed. I can see that. You were listening to fantastic music this morning. That's just a representation of your spirit, of how joyous you are, and how fantastic you are, and how good you are, and how great it is. Yes, how great it is. Think on these things, and know that as you think on these things, great and wonderful things take place in your life and your world. Don't let music tear you up, let it lift you up. But you have to be aware, alert, awake, in tune with the fact that that music is music that is being played into your heart. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.